I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah rocket barrages triggered sirens across northern Israel overnight and early Sunday morning. In Haifa, the third largest Israeli city and host of one of the country's biggest naval ports, sirens and explosions blared across the bay. An Israeli army spokesperson said in a statement that five projectiles were identified crossing from Lebanon into Israeli territory and were successfully intercepted by the IAF. Meanwhile, Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on the central Gaza Strip has killed a family of eight. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants and pushing for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the territory's north. Israel is also waging an air and ground campaign against Hezbollah and Lebanon. Earlier in the week, at a news conference on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there's deep concern about the plight of Gaza citizens.
For us, this has been a constant area of emphasis, trying to make sure that they're getting the assistance that they desperately need.
October 13th marks 1 year since the killing of Reuters video journalist Assam Abdallah by Israeli shelling just over a kilometer from the Israeli border. Reuters editor-in-chief Alexandra Galoni repeated calls to Israeli authorities for a transparent investigation into his killing.
It has been 1 year since Israeli tank fire killed our colleague Assam Abdallah. On this first anniversary of his death, we call once again on Israel to investigate his killing fully and transparently, to make the findings public, and to hold those responsible to account.
A Reuters investigation determined that an Israeli tank crew killed 37-year-old Abdallah and wounded six reporters in Lebanon by firing two shells in quick succession from Israel while journalists were filming cross-border shelling. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukrainian military recruiters searching for men who are not registered for military service.
Ukrainian military recruitment officers have raided restaurants, bars, and a concert hall in Kyiv. The officers were reportedly checking military registration documents and detaining men who are not in compliance. Local media reported that officers intercepted men leaving a concert, and some were forcibly detained. It is unusual for such raids to take place in the capital and reflects Ukraine's dire need for fresh recruits. Raids also reportedly took place in clubs and restaurants in other cities. Ukraine has recently intensified its mobilization drive. A new law came into effect specifying that those eligible for military service must input their information in an online system or face penalties. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, released a letter from her doctor on Saturday that pronounced her in good health and fit for high office, in an effort to draw a contrast with her counterpart, former U.S. President Donald Trump. Arthi Thiaperin from Reuters tells us more.
Harris spoke to reporters before boarding a plane to North Carolina.
And it is clear to me that he and his team do not want the American people to really see what it is that he is doing and whether or not he actually is fit to do the job of being President of the United States.
In a memo distributed by the White House, Harris's doctor said her last physical exam in April was unremarkable and that she maintains an active lifestyle and healthy diet. It noted she suffers from seasonal allergies and sporadic hives, which have been well managed with medications and antihistamine treatment. In a statement, Trump's campaign communications director said that Trump has voluntarily released updates from his personal physician, as well as detailed reports from the medical doctor who treated him after the first assassination attempt.
China's finance minister says the government is looking at additional ways to boost the economy, but he did not unveil a major new stimulus plan at a news conference Saturday. Stock investors and analysts have been hoping for a plan of up to 2 trillion won, or about $280 million. The finance minister, Lan Fuan, did say that there is ample room to raise government debt and increase the deficit. A recent Chinese stock market rally has cooled amid concern about whether steps to revive the property sector and prop up financial markets will be enough to generate a sustainable economic recovery. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.